At 7:06, it is overcast, 36 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting sunshine later in the day at a high of 51. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Reaction to the president's State of the Union address is not surprising from Oklahoma's all-Republican congressional delegation. Those which issued statements did not like it. It was the first such address for Tulsa's new congressman. Jim Bridenstine blasted the president over the economy.
The president needs to own his failed policies. The buck stops with him.
There are no Democrats from Oklahoma serving in Congress. Voters in the Union and Jinks school districts approved bond proposals that were on yesterday's ballot. Teresa Williamson was elected to the Broken Arrow School Board. Chet Cottom won at Liberty. And they're not finished at Berry Hill. There will be a runoff between Sandra Pertle and Doc Geiger. A psychologist warns against the danger of zero-tolerance policies when it comes to security threats at school. OU's Dr. Ryan Brown says it could discourage students from reporting potential threats.
We have to react appropriately. We have to react consistently. But we also have to be careful about overreacting and taking away the flexibility of local school administrators in responding reasonably and rationally to these threats so that they get reported more often.
He spoke yesterday at the latest meeting of Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb's Commission on School Safety. One of Oklahoma's largest companies is again urging state lawmakers to modify the law for its benefit. Joe Wirtz of State Impact Oklahoma has our story this morning.
Chesapeake Energy wants the new bill to undo another law the company helped write. That law required staggered elections of the company's directors to prevent what recently happened at the company, a boardroom takeover. That law unintentionally affected other companies, so a new bill was written to exempt those businesses. Chesapeake's new board says another bill that would let it hold annual director elections is needed, or the company will reincorporate in Delaware. Representative Corey Williams wondered why state government should get involved in how corporations govern themselves.
I was told, it's for the shareholders. It's what we need. No, it's what Aubrey needed.
The bill now moves to the Senate for consideration. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
They are called lawmakers, but some in the legislature are trying to become law repealers. A House committee wants to clear the books of old state laws that may be antiquated or unenforceable. Committee Chair Gus Blackwell says Oklahoma has a lot of such measures.
Take away a lot of these laws that are on the books, take up space, take up time, but really have no effect.
For example, Oklahoma has a law that sets out penalties for blasphemy. There is another law that prohibits county commissioners from owning railroad stock. Tulsa's sales tax revenue took a hit last month. Figures from the city show collections were down 3% from the same period last year and about 6% behind city budget projections. The first meeting of a group working on improving life for people who live in or near the troubled Fairmont Terrace apartment complex is set for next week. Tulsa City Councilor Jeannie Q is heading up the 61st in South Peoria Quality of Life Task Force. She says it is important that law-abiding citizens who live in the area buy in to the enforcement ideas.
They want a safe environment. Most of the criminals do not live in that area. They visit that area and they congregate in that area. We want the input from the community.
The first meeting of the task force is scheduled for next Tuesday at Tulsa's City Hall. Our weather forecast, skies should clear. It'll be sunny and mild today. We will have a high of 51. Clear and cold tonight, down to 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, very pleasant, sunny, and a high of 57. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 7:10, it's overcast and 36. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.